We all have a bridgey we're afraid to drive across. A bridgey or a Terminal 1 at JFK. Lawrence Summers once said to me, worst terminal, looks like a third world nation out of JFK. Yeah. Editorializing, he's correct. Joining us now on this, Liliana Byington with Bloomberg Government. And she's been, you know, looking at the new transportation secretary and all that's going to be done. Liliana, how far are we from actually fixing the bridges we all know from sea to shining rust-filled sea?
We're pretty far. I mean, we're still at a point where there isn't a proposal for an infrastructure package yet. They're working on it. They're having these conversations. But we're still in a place where we could see ourselves in previous years where this infrastructure package becomes a really partisan fight going forward.
Okay, it's a partisan fight. But what all of our listeners want of all persuasions is traditional fix the roads, et cetera, or does it get overwhelmed by new projects that are so popular with politicians?
The Biden administration has, you know, campaigned on this $2 trillion infrastructure package that would include, you know, a big push for climate and, you know, electric vehicle charging stations and all kinds of things like that. And so although there is also this big push for fix it first, you know, including things that would fix bridges and roads, it's tough to see, you know, what's the future of it, depending on whether or not they are able to include all this other stuff and actually come to an agreement on if they can get through an infrastructure package that has both, you know, all this fix it first stuff about fixing your roads and bridges, while also including all these new programs they want and funding for things like climate change.
All right. So, Liliana, I mean, historically, back in the good old days, infrastructure was more or less a bipartisan area where both sides could come together because it meant money. It meant, you know, shovels in the ground, things that constituents could see, a new road, a new bridge. Is there any hope of bipartisan movement here on something that could be as large as $2 trillion?
They say that there's a lot of hope for bipartisanship, but, you know, that's something that we've heard before. There are a lot of differences between what Democrats are saying they want and what Republicans are willing to come to the table on. You know, Republican lawmakers have already said that they don't want a massive $1 trillion bill and that they don't want this to be a climate bill. And those are a lot of things that Democrats are talking about. And so we're left with, are we going to have this bill that Democrats and Republicans can agree on that will be a lot smaller than what Democrats are proposing? Or are they going to go the route of budget reconciliation, which means that there will be sacrifices in what policy they're able to accomplish?
Liliana, what's the sense of timing that we should be thinking about here? We just got done with the $1.9 trillion. Is there an appetite to move forward quickly on more of an infrastructure type of play, or is this something that could drag out beyond the first 100 days?
Certainly. I think, you know, yesterday I was at an event with Secretary Buttigieg, and he talked about that they're, you know, for surface transportation reauthorization, the deadline is September to reauthorize that. So they're not waiting on that. They're moving on these conversations now. President Biden is expected to do an address to Congress at some point in the near future, and that's expected to roll out this infrastructure package, you know, to be a push for that. And so a lot of these conversations are happening now. It just depends on whether or not they're going to actually come to agreement on this.
Liliana Byington, thank you so much. Bloomberg Government here on the bridges to be done.